Deep in the Libyan desert lies the city of Ghadames. The ancient town at its heart is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The 15,000 people here have long traded goods with Algeria and welcomed its tourists. But Algiers closed the border after war broke out in Libya in 2014. Life has become harder. Trade largely relies on Libya's capital, Tripoli, more than 600 kilometers away.
People of Ghadames have many challenges. Prices are high here. We're far from big cities like Tripoli. All our goods come from there now. Ghadames is in the desert and borders Algeria and Tunisia, but the border with Algeria has been closed for years.
Ahmed is a local journalist. He explains how life has changed.
When Algeria was open, there was a lot of business. We would visit our brothers in Algeria, they would visit us. When the border closed, there was an immediate economic recession, and we all suffered.
In April, Libya's Prime Minister, Abdelhamid Dbeiba, visited Algeria. High on his agenda, opening the border between the two countries. People here say that would also open opportunities and help the local economy.
We have made numerous efforts to open the border with Algeria by putting pressure on our government. Opening it wouldn't just benefit Ghadames, all of Libya would benefit. We hope both governments open the border soon.
About 7 kilometers from the center of Ghadames, deep in the desert, this mountain that we're standing upon is called Ras El Ghul, which translated means head of the ghosts. Visible by the naked eye, you can see both the borders of Tunisia and Algeria. Both countries have said they want to reopen the border. But for now, people here can only wait and hope their lives will soon get better. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Ghadames.